Well, good morning. We want to welcome you all today, and we're so glad that you're with us on this third Sunday in Advent. And we also want to welcome all those that will be listening online later on today or this week. And so we're so glad that you're with us today as we can come together and continue to worship the Lord and celebrate, as today our focus is on joy. And later on, we'll be talking about how we orient ourselves in the direction of joy. So as we begin our service this morning, let us stand together and join together and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the as it was in the beginning, it's now and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in your bulletin. The Lord our God is in our midst. God rejoices over us with gladness and renews us with love.
We will rejoice in all our hearts at what the Lord has done.
With joy, let us draw from the well of salvation.
God is our salvation. We will trust and have no fear.
Let's join together this morning. You can turn into your hymn books to hymn number 135. Joy to the World, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing the first, second, and fourth verse this morning. Together this morning for our opening prayer. God of joy, we rejoice in you. You are our strength and our song. You have gathered us, brought healing to our broken lives, and draw us close to walk with you. Receive our worship this day, for you alone are worthy, God most holy. We ask this in the name of our Savior. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And Connie and Beth are going to be coming up this morning to share our Advent readings this morning. And you will be able to follow along this morning. And what is underlined is where we get to participate with them.
People of joy, God's desires. people who hear and respond with thanksgiving to the promise of salvation.
Make us those joyful people.
God longs for people who will not wallow in the world's sorrows, but seek out new occasions for joy.
Make us those joyful people.
God yearns for people who struggle past daily discouragements to inspire the next joyful friends of God.
Make us those joyful people.
Let us pray. God of joy, we praise you for including us in your joyful communion. Bring light to our path as we await the King who is coming. Amen. Amen.
All right. Thank you. Let's join together then, and we're going to sing there. You can see it in your bulletin there. O come, Emmanuel. And it's right there for you. Come down this morning if they would. Come on. We got all the pretty girls this morning that are with us in their dresses. They look so nice today. About joy. Joy. Now, what's joy? What do you think of when you think of the word joy? What do you think? Happy? Excited? What? What? Okay, yeah, well, helping people can bring joy to you. That's right. That's right. So sometimes when we feel sad, we can still have joy. Sometimes that's hard to equate those two things together. Sad and joy. How can that happen? How can that happen? I think it's sometimes because we think of joy in the same word as happy. But, you know, sometimes happy and sadness doesn't go together, do they? They're usually the opposite of one another. But here's the thing. Joy doesn't necessarily mean happiness. Joy is something God gives us that we can hold on to even when we're sad. Even when we're maybe going through difficult times.
And that's not something we can just kind of make happen, but it's because we remember that God is our joy, or Jesus is our joy. And that's why we're celebrating joy at Advent, because Jesus is that joy. That's why we sang that. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Who's the Lord? That's Jesus that comes into the world. And because he came into the world, we can have that joy. Okay? All right. You guys can go down this morning, downstairs, with everybody, and we're going to go to our time of prayer. And maybe you have a joy or concern while they're heading out. Maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. I need to adjust that a minute. All right. Someone this morning for prayer this morning, or a joy. Yes.
I'd just like to thank everybody for their prayers. And while I haven't been,
yes,
the best, but I'm on the mend. So.
And we are glad that you got that negative test and are back with us. And it's good to see both of you back too. So someone else. Yeah. Is that Linda Everett?
Linda Everett.
Okay.
And Brenda and Mike Dustin.
Brenda and?
Mike Dustin.
Mike? Okay. Okay. All right. So we want to remember Mike and Brenda and Linda this morning. Linda Everett? Yeah.
I have a joy and a concern. I want to thank everybody for their prayers for my grandson when he was in that accident. He's doing fine now. He is walking without a cane, and this is where the concern is. He's driving again now.
Okay.
Really well.
Well, we'll definitely keep Cameron in our prayers then. And I thought I saw a hand over here. Who? What, okay.
I have many unspoken.
Okay.
I also, our boy Alex, that Esther and I talked about, the grandson of our classmate, they hope to get him, his incision across his chest closed this week. It's been open all this time.
Okay.
All his 13 surgeries.
Yes, one time I was up at Toledo at the hospital to see somebody, and when I was walking back to this open area to go to them, there was a gentleman laying over here, and he had part of his area open. And I'm assuming that that was because of trying to heal it and everything. And so we want to remember Alex in our prayer. And someone else. Yeah.
Our family has, up until 2 weeks ago, been pretty fortunate with COVID that has struck us. Betty's sister, younger sister, Jane, and Dennis McDaniels, they're both in the hospital, serious with COVID.
Okay.
Heather, our granddaughter, had Dennis's daughter had COVID, but she's over now, and she was there yesterday. His other son and wife, Nick and Krista, are both quarantined at home with the COVID. Doug's son-in-law, Ryan, Katrina's husband, Ryan is his name. He just came down with it just the last couple days. And last but not least, lo and behold, Judy's daughter, Elizabeth, was in Bluffton with at college, and she has come down with it. And of course, they kicked her out of college, told her to go home. So Judy and Steve are staying with me. And she's got a friend from Cleveland that is staying with her at the house. So
okay.
Her name is Elizabeth. I guess you got that.
Yes. Do you happen to know what her friend's name is?
Sierra.
Is she battling it too? Okay, so we want to remember both Elizabeth and Sierra, for Ryan, Nick and Krista, Jane and Daniel, and all of those, lots of them there. Someone else? Yes. Wow, we got lots. We need to move quickly. Hey, Sue, I'm going to go through the list today, because I want to move through it quickly, because we got communion and everything else. Go ahead.
Steve and Nancy Brown. Steve is really, really bad. Back in the hospital.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we want to remember Steve in our prayers then. I saw a couple other hands.
Brandy Smith, she has leukemia, and she has two young children for Asia, and she's 38 years old.
So we want to remember Brandy and...
the Gustin family, for both Ben and Pat that passed away, and also for the Dolores Cavalt family, and she passed away also.
What was the...
Cavalt,
okay. All right, so we want to remember the Cavalt and Gustin families with the loss of those loved ones this morning. Did I see others? Yeah.
The tornado victims.
Yes, thank you. I do have that down in Kentucky. It was really bad. Carla's son-in-law, one of the judges down there that he works with, and their family was in it, and the judge, who's in his 40s, got killed in the tornado. And his wife and children are surviving. But yes, we definitely want to remember that family. Okay.
Easton and Hudson. Nick and Krista's kids have got it also. I forgot that.
Yes.
They got some more, but she's staying upstairs herself. So
she has to work on
that.
Okay. We can do that. Lots of them.
Be with all the children at school that have been out lately.
Yes, and that ranges.
Respiratory or flu.
Yes, there's a stomach bug going around at the high school. That's yes.
Well,
so.
Too.
Okay. Yes. Thank you for mentioning that with everybody that's out. I saw another.
Yeah, for Tom, he has a procedure tomorrow for some skin cancer.
Yes, that's right. I remember him telling me about that. I wasn't sure when that was. So, okay.
Alex Schaefer's having knee surgery this week, right?
Yes. What day is that?
Wednesday?
Yeah, I'm thinking Tuesday or Wednesday, yeah. I have it in my phone, but I'm not going to look now. But yeah, Alice is going to have surgery. She's been battling that for several months. It's been hard. I do not know how she got through with helping us through Carmel's with that. So, tough lady. Yes.
Unspoken.
Okay. So we have several of those unspoken needs. Lots to pray about this morning. Lots of needs there. We want to continue praying for Richard. I talked to Judy this week, later this week. He's getting better, but it's still weak. Doesn't have a very good appetite. We want to continue lifting him up. So as soon as he gets stronger, they're going to move him in for rehab after his surgery. And then we want to remember Diana Beasley, who just needs our prayers for strength and during this time with her Parkinson's. So we want to remember both of those. So as she plays this morning, it'll give you a chance. Some of these names that come to your mind, just lift them up there quietly in your seats, and then I'll come and close us out. Just so many that have been mentioned today that are in need of your touch today. And Lord, we thank you that Jesus taught us that when we come before you and pray in the Father's name and pray to the Father in his name, in Jesus' name, that you will hear us. And Lord, we want to lift up so many today, those names that you know about that have been mentioned. And Lord, we just lift them up to you today for Richard and Diane and Alice and Tom, all the kids at school, Cameron, Brenda, Mike, Linda, Alice, Alex today, Jane and Daniel, Nick and Krista and Ryan and Elizabeth and Sierra and Brandy and Steve and Savannah and Easton. Lord, just so many of those that have been mentioned today and lifted up that are in need of your healing touch, your healing grace today. Lord, we just ask that you would work as only you can do and extend your grace and mercy. Thank you for doctors and nurses and the medicine and all of those that work so hard to bring healing to our bodies. And we just ask that you would just use them to be a blessing, Lord. And Lord, we lift up the Cavalt family and the Gustin family today and the families in Kentucky that have been affected and the Judge Bryan family and all of those that have lost their lives and lost homes and everything else of these tornadoes in Kentucky. God, we just ask for your grace and your peace and your strength for them right now as they are just facing what seems to be just a total turn around in their world right now. And we thank you for churches and organizations and ministries that are trying to help in whichever way that they can. We're grateful for them. And we pray that you'll grant your peace to those that have been mentioned today and extend that, Lord, and minister to them as only you can do. And we're thankful, God, today as we think about all of these that have been mentioned, that we commit them into your hands and ask that you would do that work. And Lord, maybe there's some here today that are facing whatever it may be, God, that you will work in their lives and work in their situations and give them that peace and that hope and that joy. We lift up those that were mentioned about the unspoken needs today. Lord, we know that you know what those are, and we ask that you would extend your grace and hand in those situations also today, as we trust you and look to you. We ask your blessing upon the rest of the time of our service, Lord, as we break the bread of your word. May you speak to us, feed us, encourage us, strengthen us, and challenge us. And then as we come around the table this morning today, may you nourish our souls, Lord, that we can serve you with all that you have for us. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus this morning, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer. It means a great deal. I know it does. It makes a difference. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving, and we just want to say thank you again for your faithfulness throughout this year. And so as our ushers come this morning to help us out, God bless you as you give today. Thank you.
Well, let's join there for our dedication in the bulletin. With gladness, we thank you for all your gifts, O God. May this offering be a blessing and make known your deeds to all. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from two passages. First of all, we'll be following the Old Testament Advent reading this morning for today. And then we will be looking at the New Testament reading there coming from the book of Philippians. So the first reading coming from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 12, verses 2 through 6. God is indeed my salvation. I will trust and won't be afraid. Yah the Lord is my strength and my shield. He has become my salvation. You will draw water with joy from the springs of salvation. And you will say on that day, thank the Lord. Call on God's name. Proclaim God's deeds among the people. Declare that God's name is exalted. Sing to the Lord who has done glorious things. Proclaim this throughout all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, city of Zion, because the Holy One of Israel is great among you. And then from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 6, Paul's letter, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. That is God's word for us this morning. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts this morning will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a grandmother and her grandson were together talking one day. And the second grade little grandson, granddaughter, I guess it was, came home from school and said to her grandma, Grandma, guess what? We learned how to make babies today. Well, the grandmother, a little bit more than surprised, tried to keep her cool. She said, well, that's interesting. So how do you make babies? She goes, oh, Grandma, it's simple. She said, you must change the Y to an I and add ES. I want to talk to you this morning again as we've been going through kind of this Advent series. I want to talk to you about the next one there, and that is living in joy. You know, I read several years ago where someone was facing a really tough Christmas. And when they were going through this, they decided to rewrite the words of a very familiar Christmas hymn or carol. We know it as O Little Town of Bethlehem. Let me read to you what they wrote. O little town of heartaches, how troubled we see thee lie. Throughout thy deep and dream-tossed sleep, our fears go marching by. And in the dark thoughts dwelleth our everlasting fright, the dread and tears of all the years are visiting us tonight. I don't know if you've ever gone through what some have referred to as the dark night of the soul. It's a time where it's very hard to get through. And for some, the Christmas season can be filled with a lot of pain and stress and anxiety. Maybe the pain of losing a loved one. Maybe the stress of losing a job. Or maybe the anxiety of facing a serious illness. And what I find interesting about our readings today, that each of them in their own way encourage us to rejoice and magnify the Lord, even though at the time the prophet spoke from Isaiah, Judah was in exile and had lost everything. And Paul, when he wrote those words, was in prison for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as I was thinking about that this week, my thoughts kind of went towards this. How do we live in joy even when we are facing or going through trying times? And that's what I want to talk to you this morning real quickly. And two things I want to share with you that I hope will help us as we go through those times this morning. So let's look at them here. First of all, draw from our source of joy. The prophet Isaiah encourages us to draw from that source of joy that we have. In fact, it says, with joy, draw from the well of salvation that we have. And so here's what I want to say about that. First of all, Advent is about receiving God's strength and joy for the journey of life. Both the prophet in exile and the apostle in prison encourage their respective audiences to draw on that well or source of life and joy. What do you go to? What do you turn to when it seems like your joy has been sapped or the life has been taken out of you? In Jeremiah, God describes God this way, as a reservoir of living water. Now imagine that, those words for a moment. We live here in the U.S. We can turn on our water anytime. We can take a bath. We can get a drink of water. But when you lived in the desert areas like they did in ancient times, water was a scarcity. And just think about that, how Jeremiah uses this metaphor to describe who God is to the people, a reservoir of living water. And then in the Gospel of John, we are told through that great story where Jesus meets the woman at the well, that Christ gives the Holy Spirit, who becomes a fountain of living water, a spring of living water within us that keeps bubbling up. It's refreshing every day in our lives. Think about that for a minute. When we go through difficulties, think about that, what's bubbling up on the inside of us. And that is a vision or a picture of not only life and joy, but the life and joy that sustains us through tough times. It's one thing to get a drink once in a while. It's one thing to know that, but it's another thing to allow it to sustain us through the difficult time. Because I find in my own Christian life, I know this about God, I know that about God, I have this memorized about God and know all these things, but it's another thing to walk it out and hold on to it when we're facing those times. Why is that? Well, why is that important that we do that? Because joy is a source of stability in our lives. Joy is not a temporary thing, according to the scriptures, but is a manifestation of God or Christ in our lives. And if God and Christ lives within us, which we believe, then that means joy is there. In fact, each one of those is there. Peace and hope, and then next Sunday when we talk about love. Christ is our joy, and in Him we find the composure and the courage and the peace to go on regardless of the circumstances. I can remember when I was a kid growing up and in Sunday school and in VBS, we used to sing this song, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. Where? Down in my... And we would scream out where and all the answers to it. But that's so true. It's such a simple thing, but it is there. I think sometimes we forget that. I know I forget that often when I'm going through the difficulties and trials and stuff of life. But that is because we got to draw on that source. So let me encourage you the next time you're facing one of those times to draw
on that strength and joy that God has. Because as Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is our strength in our situations. Second thing is, and I just mentioned it, is hold on to the promise of joy. Hold on to the promise of joy. Here's the promise of joy that Paul tells us. He kind of gives us a secret. He says the promise of joy is this: the Lord is near. Guess what? When you're going through that difficulty and you're like, where's God? Where are you, God? I don't feel you. I don't sense you. I don't know what's going on. Have you left me? Nope, you got to tell yourself just the opposite. The promise of joy is that the Lord is near. And what does that mean? It means Advent joy is based on the good news that God is about to act. We used to sing this song when I was a teenager in church. And in fact, we kind of learned it because my pastor and his family used to sing it all the time. And it used to go like this. They would sing it. I just feel like something good is about to happen. I just feel like something good is on its way. And then I cannot remember the rest of the verses that are important because it talks about the Lord in our lives. But it's so true. I wonder if we can live in that light. And for us today and from our readings, God is sending his son into the world to make a difference. That's why we celebrate with Advent and Christmas coming. And only here's the thing. Our joy is grounded in the fact, and here's what I want you to catch, in the fact that God continues to work in our world. And in our lives. God didn't just work in Jesus' day and bring Jesus and that's it and left us all to fend for ourselves. No, God continues to work in our world and continues to work in our lives. And if we base our life and our living on that promise that God has and will continue to act, it will make a big difference in how we see ourselves walking through our circumstances. And so that brings me to this. Advent joy will transform us. And let me just say these three things real quick as I'm going to wrap up my message. For one thing, this joy fills us with anticipation. Just like I was saying, and I just feel like something good is about to happen. Because the thing about God's joy is that joy is a foretaste of what God has in store for us. Paul says it this way, your mind can't even begin to conceive or fathom what God has in store for us. And I want you to hold on to that. That fills us with anticipation. And such joy empowers us so we can face our present difficulties. How do we go through these difficulties of life? We go with it with the joy of the Lord in our hearts. Now, that doesn't mean that we won't get discouraged. We'll be frustrated. Sometimes we may even get angry. But we realize that there's a source there that is in our lives because of the Lord that we can hold on to. And that's what I want you to hear this morning. And then this last one there, such joy motivates us to carry on. Some of the time we just need, when it's really difficult, we just need to keep on pressing through and get through it. And when we hold on to the promise of joy, here's the thing that will happen. If we keep holding on to it and reminding ourselves about it, we will begin then to live in its light in our lives. You know, I can't imagine Christmas without some semblance of joy. Joy to the world, or angels we have heard on high, or good Christian men and women rejoice. Yes, I know sometimes we feel pressured to be cheerful, even sometimes when we don't feel like it. I've told you before, I've come to church before, and stuff was heavy weighing on my heart, and I had to preach and minister. And I had to put the smile on and say, Lord, you got to help me because I don't know if I'm going to get through this today. And you know what's funny, and I've told you this before, how many times have I felt like that, preached, thought it was worthless, and then a whole bunch of people after the service says, Pastor, thank you. You spoke to my life today. And then sometimes when I'm preaching and all excited and think, wow, I preach a good message and nobody says anything to me. Because it's not about me. It's about God working in our lives. And I just believe that we are invited to drink from the source of our joy and hold on to that promise of joy in the midst of pain, stress, and anxiety. So here's my prayer. May we receive the good news of living in joy this Advent season. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to prepare our hearts this morning for communion. And let me just say this. And I know some of you that grew up here with Tom's whole family and just the different ones. You don't have to be a member of this church. You don't have to be a part of this church. We believe Jesus invites us freely to receive of the table. And that's where he extends his grace into our lives. And so, but we always prepare our hearts by offering thanksgiving and confession to the Lord. So we're going to do that this morning, and I'm going to invite you, if you would join with me as we pray together our prayer of thanksgiving and confession today. Let's pray together. God of joy, send your Spirit to us today with a word of grace. If we are fearful, move us to be confident. If we are weary, offer us rest. If we are empty, fill us with life. If we are broken, mend us. If we have strayed, restore us. Let your joy fill us, so we may join in your work of love. We pray in the name of the one who came and is coming, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Amen. Receive today of his goodness. Receive of his mercy. Receive of his grace. Receive. If one of those specific ones maybe jumped out to you and meant something to you, receive of it today as we share at the table. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses if they would prepare as we are going to receive today. And again, all of you are welcome if you would like to receive of the Lord today. Thank you.
took that bread and he broke it and gave thanks for it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do it in remembrance of me. Let's partake this morning.
Tells us that as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. Well, let's stand, and you can take just a minute or so and say hi to a few people and greet one another, and then we'll close out with our little chorus there.
Thank you.
sing it through.
Sunday, but we're changing one of the words, and we're going to talk about, sing about the joy this morning, and we'll sing the whole thing through twice, okay? And we'll sing it again. I've got joy like a river, I've got joy like a river, I've got joy like a river. Joy like a river, I've got joy like a river in my soul. Let's sing it again. I've got joy like a river, I've got joy like a river, I've got joy like a river in my soul. Let's join together for our benediction this morning there on the back page of your bulletin. God has indeed made us glad.
God will send us the Savior who will teach us how to live joyfully, peacefully, and hopefully.
Rejoice, people of God, for such is the good news of great joy in the city of David. Go in peace. Amen.